USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Heavy rain and flooding is coming to South Texas, and it's making the flow of the Rio Grande deadly for illegal immigrants who are trying to cross amidst a post-Title 42 surge.
We are going to have an increase in flow anywhere between 10 feet to the possibility of 32 feet.
Assistant Fire Chief Rodolfo Cardona says that hail is also in the forecast. The White House is saying claims that border authorities were allowing or encouraging a mass release of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border is categorically false.
Migrants who do not have a lawful basis to remain will be quickly removed, just like 1.4 million migrants who were expelled last year alone. So that's the truth.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre criticized a federal judge's ruling temporarily blocking the Biden administration's policy to release some migrants crossing the border on parole. She said the DOJ will fight the ruling, and the administration's using every tool it has to deal with the surge of migrants in a humane and orderly way. Elon Musk confirms a former NBC Universal executive will become Twitter's next CEO. Musk announced that Linda Yaccarino will take over business operations for the social media giant. She resigned as NBC Universal Global Advertising Chief effective immediately to take the job. Lori Vallow Daybell has been found guilty of killing her 7 and 16-year-old kids and conspiring to kill her husband's first wife.
Is Lori Noreen Vallow not guilty or guilty of first-degree murder of Kylie Ryan? Answer, guilty.
The Boise, Idaho jury was handed the so-called Doomsday Cult case Thursday. Verdict returned late Friday. The Washington Commanders are being sold for a record price. Josh Harris, who co-owns the NBA's Philadelphia 76ers and NHL's New Jersey Devils, is buying the Commanders for over $6 billion. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Virginia Democrat is calling for members of Congress to go without pay until the debt limit crisis is resolved. Representative Abigail Spanberger requested Congress's chief administrative officer withhold pay for lawmakers until the nation's borrowing limit has been raised. She said, if the American people and economy are suffering due to congressional inaction, members should not receive compensation. This comes as Democrats and Republicans are deadlocked over how to raise the debt limit. They used to be called goons. These days, hockey players who get into a lot of fights are known as enforcers. And a new study presents bad news.
The study says players who spent their careers as enforcers live significantly shorter lives than other players. The average age of death, 47 and a half years. Most other players live a decade longer. Of the more than 6,000 men who've played in the NHL since 1967, 21 former enforcers have died. 11 had links to the brain injury CTE. 2 were drug overdoses, 2 were nerve disorders, and 3 were suicides. The study by Columbia University could help make the case to ban fighting in the NHL, as it is in most other hockey leagues around the world. I'm Richard Johnson.
Two police officers who took down a school shooter in Nashville will receive national recognition. Officers Rex Engelbert and Michael Colazzo will be presented the National Award of Valor by National Association of School Resource Officers. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.